Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, near the water treatment plant, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And now, let us introduce this evening's hosts. He comes to us from Hollywood, California. He wears sideburns like Elvis, but he ain't owning any blue suede shoes. Here's your host, Claude Balls. And now let's meet our other host. He comes to us from Waterloo, Iowa. He ain't a farm boy, and he don't tip cows unless the service is good. Trencher! And you listeners at home, you can also play along, and you don't even need to own the home game. Just go to spankwagon.vftp.net, click on the chat link, and join us live. And now, once again, here are your hosts for tonight's episode of Spank Wagon Radio, Claude Balls and Trencher!
Oh, we made it.
We did.
Yeah, barely. We're a little late, but
yeah.
What are you eating?
A mint to kill a smell of your ass.
My ass? How is a mint in your mouth going to help that?
It's permeating.
Whatever. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. Sorry about the lateness, but my stomach exploded.
Yeah, well, you're more like an ass did.
Well, it all kind of is connected. Stomach, ass.
You walk around the house like a goddamn bus. Little fucking cloud of smoke coming out your ass.
That's only when I downshift. But of course, everybody in the chat room who's already there is all going, hey, they're late. Must have no balls.
Nah, man.
For once, it isn't you.
No. Not as bad as the time I was late to the show being at my own house, but that's all right.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, but anyhow, you were listening to Spank Wagon Radio!
Hold on while I close the door, because the neighbors are now going to call the cops.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they will.
No.
We've had cops on this block a lot lately. Like, in the
really?
Past year, someone must have moved in that causes nothing but trouble.
Which house?
Just down the block. I don't even know. Mm. Because when a cop shows up, it's not just one car. It's four.
Domestic dispute.
I'm like, what the hell? Four cops! Yeah, it must be domestic. Has to be domestic.
So how's your week going?
You know, it could be better. I got papers due next week and homework and tests. Pretty shitty week, actually, overall.
I learned Cobra Commander is black.
How the fuck did you learn that?
Like, check it out right there, man. On his picture, see?
What? Okay, he's looking at an issue of Toy Fair magazine I collect. But his arm is normal. Look. Look at his arm.
That's
his arm.
Colored skin.
Oh, I give up with you. You don't even know what you're looking at. No, that's not colored skin.
Yeah, it is.
No, Cobra Commander is white. And if he wasn't white, it's just a fucking plastic body you're making this
yellow.
Reference.
That's high yellow.
You're making a reference off of a plastic toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see you got Eric Draven up there, and he's got white skin.
Yeah, at this point, though, it's kind of like all makeup, right?
I'm Jesus. Looking at the hands. Anyhow.
All right. How have you been?
If I can get my damn car back on there, it'll be cool.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, because tomorrow we get to invade your garage.
Again. For the third time for the same problem.
Yeah.
It's been the same problem all three times.
All right.
By the way, Chizad says four city cops.
Wow.
If you're wondering what we're talking about, we have a chat room here, folks, that you can actually check out. Enjoy. Conversate with us. IRC.slashnet.org.
The room is Pound Spankwagon.
So join us. Chat with us. Conversate, not just being a passive listener. Be active.
Correct. No, back in November, I had to replace the master cylinder due to it leaking up on the reservoir.
Yep.
Brakes were okay, but I replaced the master cylinder.
Right.
Put a new one in, lasted a month and a half. I'm like, I'm having to double pump the brakes to stop. This can't be good. Went in last week, put on some stainless steel braided racing lines onto my car.
Which took you all night long.
Yes, they epoxied my brake lines to my chassis. Wouldn't that fucking ingenious and great of them?
Very smart.
Fucking idiots. And the fucking nuts didn't fit to hold the chassis, so I had to improvise, and it was a fucking nightmare, to say the least. I power bleed the brakes, and my master cylinder just finally died.
Yep, your master cylinders quit working entirely.
Yeah.
Because we were trying, I want to say for about an hour, to bleed the system.
And we pumped about a quart of brake fluid through.
Yeah. And we're like, there's just no way this much air could be going through. Something else is not right here.
Come back next day, power bleed it, man.
Get all the air out, for sure.
I can't stop. Well, I can. I drove it home.
Oh, yeah. Of course, you're lucky you got stuck into traffic twice.
On the way home. Yeah, because my fans don't come on automatically, because every time they do, they short out the alternator to keep it from charging and turn off my idiot lights and my tachometer on the dash. And yeah.
Wow. Get a few problems with this car, your beloved car.
Just a couple. It's no big deal. I'll get it fixed.
Okay.
Yeah, that shit'll buff
out. In my
out.
Garage.
That shit'll buff out. Yeah, in your garage, of course. I need some place to work on it, and your garage needs something to have worked on in it.
That's true. Yeah. Aside from just having a car that just sits there and does nothing
but
collect dust. Yes.
The car should be back on the road. It'd be really embarrassing if my car doesn't run for, like, St. Patrick's Day.
An Irish car. It's not running for St. Patrick's. That would be appropriate,
it's
I think.
At home, drunk. Yeah.
Hey, laddie.
Yeah, really. I can imagine. What was that? What was that cartoon? You know that Hanna-Barbera cartoon with the beetle? It's like
speed buggy or whatever.
Speed
it was?
Buggy, yeah.
Speed buggy, yeah.
Yeah, I'll be in my car. Fuck yourself.
Great. So it's an angry Irish car.
Yeah, it'll pick a fight me. You want a piece of yourself? I'll kick my ass. Let's go inside.
Beer.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
You should do that. Rice the car out, you know. Put a big old.
You're going to rice a fucking DeLorean?
Yeah, put a sticker
put
on the
side. Put a coffee
man.
Can and a Type R sticker
fucking
on
a
window.
Powered by Guinness, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Brilliant!
Yeah. God. It's funny you bring up DeLoreans and ricing.
Okay.
Somebody actually on the DeLorean mailing list used the term ricer.
Really?
And it offended somebody.
Oh, no.
Political incorrectness, here we come. So I'm ready to... So after the show tonight or tomorrow, whenever, probably tomorrow, I'm jumping in on the dog pile to go, it's an automotive term. Shut the fuck up. My wife read the post and she was very offended. I'm not trying to be sexist here, but I got a good feeling. Your wife's not a car person. She'd understand.
Wait. Was his wife Asian?
She's Asian American.
Oh!
Were you like, oh, burn? And we're like, oh.
Like, is it, oh.
No tomo arigato.
What a shock.
Yeah, I know. My Asian American wife took offense. Asian American? Fuck, I don't get that Asian American shit.
Well, it's the not giving up your past and not quite accepting where you're at now.
Well, fucking Mel Gibson didn't go to Australia and call himself an American Australian, did he?
No, he didn't. He just kind of went, I'm Australian. Because he... Someone really wants to get a hold of me.
Fuck, do you want to take a break? Maybe it's an
what
emergency.
What the fuck? Yeah, I got
to... All right, we're going
to
take a break.
You carry the fucking show. Talk to them about your breaks.
Ooh, yeah, it'll be real fun.
Talk car talk.
What the hell's going on? Yeah, so, like, got to fix my brakes. Basically, I've had much problems with my fucking car lately. But that will be taken care of tomorrow. It'll suck ass if my car doesn't run for St. Patrick's Day. Not that I celebrate the Catholic holiday. Maybe Trench does. Maybe he's recovering Catholic. Maybe that just means hangover on St. Patrick's Day after. Airwolf, that's very interesting. You say you've seen a riced out DMC. I've seen a couple, and I'm curious as to the one that you've seen. I've actually seen one where the guy painted the shit all fast and furious with green and black fleck paint and fucking put a engine scoop up on the roof. I have the pictures. I'll show to you, man. It'd be great. Yes, and if I do rice out a DeLorean, please, by all means, shoot my ass. Yeah, I see we finally have Red Room in the room. Good to see her. It is about time. Look, and here comes Trench again. I was not prepared to handle
really
a cold by myself.
Well.
No, I'm not carrying anything real. I'm very lazy at carrying it.
I don't know why, but like 3 calls within, what, 10 minutes?
Same person?
No, different people.
You see... End of list. I'll be the official answer of Spankwagon Radio.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Why not?
That's my home phone. If someone calls and they're not, yeah, you say one wrong thing, I'll have to put up with that one.
What
for
could
a long...
I possibly say wrong on your phone?
Where would you like to start?
Anywhere.
Aha! God's pizza.
Ooh.
Jesus speaking.
I just threw up in my mouth.
Ew.
Throw up le big
God's pizza. Jesus speaking.
Yeah, that's a classic, man. It never dies.
Cock. You like to scream that?
I don't pick up my phone and yell cock.
I don't know that. I don't know.
That's That's weak, dude. That's fucking lame.
Hey, you got to go for what you got to go with, you know? Anyhow, yeah, if everybody's kind of wondering, oh boy, this show needs some help. Turn off the ringer.
Yeah, right.
Well, antisocial, this show has needed help for about, what, 2-3 years now?
That's why I came aboard.
Yeah, 3 years ago. We've really gotten far with this one.
Hey, we have. We've come a long way. We need to do an anniversary show.
We don't do an anniversary show.
We need to.
We don't even know when our anniversary
Dude,
is.
Dude, we could like...
We've been doing this for years. When?
No. We should do that. We should put... Dude, we could totally like do like a anniversary show, like the best of. Yeah, the funniest clips.
But that requires me to go through the archive. And I'm too fucking lazy and a little bit too busy to do that right now. Maybe the
free click of liquor to whoever puts together a best of show.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Go through all that work and then just give them a clicker liquor pop.
Sure.
Granted, we do this for free. But I don't think we can get anyone else to do this for three.
They're not doing it for free, man.
What? Oh, the mighty prestigious clicker liquor pop?
Hell yeah, man. Mighty prestigious clicker liquor.
The
pop.
Mighty prestigious clicker liquor. What are we going to do? Get some gold Krylon paint and call it a special limited edition? Spankwagon edition?
Dude. That would totally work, man. I'm going to do that, man. I'm going to bling bling a clicker liquor pop.
Oh, dear God.
The show.
Ticka, ticka. This is a good one. Shh. Don't mind the overspray.
Be mad like I spray it and the shit in the paint makes the plastic melt.
That's what I was just going to say. You don't get quite a clicker liquor pop. It's more you get a tonk, tonk, tonk.
Dum, 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 dum.
The pivot point of the top, you know, it all rubs off.
Yeah.
I can just see it being really ghetto. But anyway, here at Spankwagon Radio, feel like ghetto is okay.
So yeah, anyhow, I could totally do that.
You wanted to talk about something else about the other than car, your car. Because I know we've been bitching about your car a lot, and I've been bitching about my car.
You've been bitching about my car. When's this fucking thing going to be out of my garage? I got to wake up this morning. I got to take my mother-in-law to work. You better have to be out of here. Call your mom. Yeah, that you've been bitching about my car.
Man, I was tired. I was like, okay, we gotta get...
I was angry at my car. I'm like, why won't you work? We had to go jockey cars, and you had a beef with somebody. All right, check this out, everybody. This guy was, like, throwing newspapers, like, delivering the newspaper on Trencher Street. It's, like, about 3:30 in the morning, 3:45. And we're out on the street. Trencher is parking the Stratus. And he gets out and he begins to open his door. And his fucking, like, was it a Mustang?
Yeah.
Just whizzes by within inches of his door and throws, like, a newspaper right across in front of the windshield.
Right over the car.
Doesn't touch your car.
Doesn't touch it at all. But he knew I was in it and he knew it was rolling.
Yeah. So you fucking slam the door, put the car in fucking drive, and turn your bright lights on and follow his asshole.
Yeah.
To the end of the block.
Hey, enough to make him do the turn and then make him go back around.
So then you're like, yeah, I chased his ass off. You come back, you park
the car. I did not say that.
You were basically that way.
I was annoyed. I didn't say, I'm so tough. I scared him off my block. No, I did not do that.
Then you pull over. I'm like, dude, what happened, man? You don't rip your door up. He's like, no, man. He threw a newspaper in front of my car.
In front of? Over?
Over, yeah.
What if he would have tunk?
Then I'd been different.
Close enough for me. You scream at people who throw cigarette butts out of windshields.
That's different,
out of windshields, out of windows. They'll throw and it'll bounce on the highway and you're like, ah! Dive! Dive! Avoid! Yeah, you want to bitch about me in a newspaper? You fucking dive from a cigarette butt.
That's
like
different,
it's
man. Cigarette.
You have like the Pinto fear, okay? Something's going to happen! Boom! Okay, no.
Hey, I don't want a cigarette to, like, flap and get wet.
I already have my wife
something.
Trying to remove all the mirrors on the car. I don't need any newsboy to help me.
Your wife can fix that. I can fix that, man.
A lot of people can fix
no,
that.
No, dude. And then like, the fucking guy turns around like he's going to have beef and, you know.
Then he just sort of backs up and leaves. I'm like, okay.
But not before me and my half-sleepy stupor go, this guy's got a problem, man. Let's solve it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, what do you do? You jump right out in front of me.
I run and jump in a flying crab attack pose. I fucking run and jump in the air. Asshole goes, no, don't! Puts his fucking hand out, and you don't stop me. You fucking open hand slap me right in the fucking sternum.
Just
knock
boom.
Me back, man. I was like sore for two fucking days because of your dumb ass.
Well, when I have, you know, this much clod flying in my general direction, it's like, whoa! You want to put up some sort of level defense.
I actually did, for everybody listening, I actually did run down the driveway and jump in the air.
Yes, hands jump in the air, hands everywhere. Out, legs kicking out, and I'm going, what the fuck?
You're like, don't! Like that, fucking, it's like fucking E-Honda here, man. But so. Yeah. No, anyhow. Yeah, I'm going to get that done, see if we can do some more shit to the car. I'm a little worried about the car.
Oh?
I got a little dirt in my intake someplace.
Oh, Jesus. What more could go wrong here?
Well, the motor runs fine, but I'm concerned about something else.
Okay.
You know, I got that oil, that breather filter for the crankcase ventilation.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like port fat draining from it. It looks nasty. I'm like, that's gross.
That's horrible. I'm really one up on the car repair. Ta-tink, ka-tink.
Hey, at least I'm working on my car.
Shut up! Enough said about that.
I wasn't saying the duster.
Hey, any of my cars need it.
Exactly.
They need a little bit of...
I gotta get a new mirror.
I do, man.
Well, I think we can JB weld that shit and buff out the scratch.
It's true. We should do that, but...
No, we should. We will.
Oh, God. What are you over gung-ho about fixing my cars? Get your car... I can't believe you'd fix my car till after yours are fixed.
Nuh-uh. I'm fixing my car tomorrow.
How's that seat in that Explorer?
I haven't bought a new one yet.
How much money does that cost?
About $75.
How much money do you have after your bonus check?
Eight? 100.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, anyhow.
Enough said.
That'll come, don't worry.
Oh, fuck. We got some different people. I see we have Red Rum listening, and I don't know who Antisocial is, but they pretty much dogged on us before we could dog on them. That's an actual change.
Yeah.
Someone dogging on us before we could dog on them. I guess we'll just find out who they are.
To be fair, pull up that link Airwolf just... I think I know. I think this is Curtis's car.
Curtis's car?
He's this dude from Cleveland.
Is that the black guy with the red DeLorean?
Yeah. Well, it's not red.
It's not red anymore?
Burgundy.
Burgundy. Who has a burgundy DeLorean?
Curtis.
Burgundy?
Burgundy.
What the okay, yeah.
Oh, this, that, yeah.
That's him.
This is Curtis's hoopty.
If anybody looks at link he just sent from, is it, Enter Me World?
Custom/
Enter Me World. Enter Me World, Lottie. Right. Is that a fucking racing stripe?
Okay, let's start this way. Let's break this down, because there are many subtle fucking details on here you will miss. First, we must notate the fucking, he's chromed out every vent that's on here.
Okay.
Okay, he's also, he loves fucking eagle, so he's put eagle on the fender and eagle on the side vent.
Are those eagles, or are they like the Trans Am eagle, the, you know, the flaming chicken?
No, no, they're not flaming chickens. They're like eagles like you'd see on like license plate frames he cut out.
Okay.
All right, now let's go further. All right. We got bling-bling wheels.
Bling-bling rims.
Now we have faux Ferrari intakes, which are made by chrome trim pieces he's glued on.
Glued on a stainless steel.
Yes. Now, notice his great paint job. Now, he's repainted this thing dark burgundy.
Okay.
Now, notice the lack of paint on the interior of the doors.
He didn't jam it. He just sort of...
Right,
well, I wouldn't want to take those doors off anyway, and who'd want to mask off a door opening?
Yeah, it'd be a pain in the ass, but it's possible.
Okay.
Now, let's go further down. Let's look at the interior here.
Okay. Oh, what the hell's over that? Is that a calculator?
He put a scientific calculator in his steering wheel in the center where the crash pad is, but not before he pleated it all in velvet.
That's a science. Why the scientific calculator?
Because he needed space. He's got this right here.
Well, no. Why?
Because he wanted to fill up. He needed to put something to put in an empty space.
The calculator?
I have no idea. I guess he does his taxes in his car. hold on. We're not done yet.
We're not done.
He also has his equalizer presets for his amps there.
Okay.
Also has other shit for his amps right here. These things are...
It looks like that thing that's just off the lower left-hand side of the shift knob.
Yes. He's also got a pager up here mounted.
Uh-huh.
He's got his control panel. Oh, let's not forget the TV and other equalizers and volume controls for the TV, the chrome ricer gas pedals.
Oh, Jesus.
He has sawed off his steering wheel and put on automatic shift knobs to make pilot controls.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. He's also, you can see the great, you know.
Yeah, the DMC dash, or the DMC gauge kind of.
Which he doesn't
cover.
Fucking write properly. It's stretched out. And let's go down further.
Oh, my God.
Look, explode speakers. We've also got some faux Porsche seats or Trans Am seats right here.
Right.
And this gets better. Everything is pleated fucking velvet in this car. Velvet hell. Okay. Now, you'll also notice he's taken even more speakers and put... And I fucking love this. He's taken metal flexible ducting.
Yeah.
And mounted speakers on that so you can put them up next to your ears to go deaf even quicker.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Now, let's go down. Here we go. He's put chrome panels underneath his thing right here. I have no idea what this is for.
It looks like a step.
It does.
If we're looking at the picture, that's the rear end of the car.
Yes. Now, this right here, you see how he's covered up the engine and everything right there?
Yeah.
That kills ventilation to keep the engine running warmer. He's chromed out the rest of this shit right there. He's put on faux Altiza lights.
Right.
And you can see he's even gone even further to put on...
chroming the word DeLorean.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, what's even better about this, which you really can't tell, is he's actually chromed out the... Go back to the thing.
Okay.
Just go up a little bit.
Up.
Stop. Right there. Click on here.
Press here to see the new engine dress-ups.
Yes, you'll love this.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yes. He has put chrome in everywhere. He's put a chrome shield over his AC compressor.
Okay.
He's gone ahead. He has, and I love this. This is the cone air filter intake. Uh-huh. Then he's put a cone breather on his engine.
Uh-huh.
He has taken all of the fucking fuel hoses and dressed them up red. He's chromed the rest of the whole fucking interior, anything he could. He's even chromed his alarm.
Unbelievable. But I'm noticing that, I'm seeing the DMC, DeLorean Motor Company sticker there.
Yes.
Is that a reflection, or is that a sticker there?
He put a sticker there.
Okay, just curious, because I was wondering, because I'm also noticing, if you look up the reflection of the bonnet, it looks like he took out the old louvers.
He put out the grates on the engine
and
cover.
And put in stove vent
material. Did. Yes. Now, close this out.
Oh, yes, sir.
Now, go back up further.
Further?
Yes.
More pictures?
More pictures.
Oh, dear God.
Yes, this gets better and better.
What the?
This is the trunk. Now, this is something I really... Then you can see more of the interior, velvet hell. Now, go back up a little bit to the interior.
Interior.
I do like that right there, those speakers. Give it a fuller sound.
Okay.
That's the only thing. Now, let's go down a little further.
I don't like how it's just like a seat cover on top of the previously there seats.
That's not a seat cover. They actually have taken that out and done that up.
Oh, dear God.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is really great because you can see, and this is something you need to really know shit to like know what I'm talking about. You can see he's chromed everything in the trunk. And he's done all this shit here, blah, blah, blah. Now, do you see that clear rod that he's holding that up
with? That's used to hold up the trunk.
Right. Do you know what that rod is? And it always looked familiar to me, and I didn't know it until one night.
Probably one of those bow staffs they sell in, like, cheap Kung Fu magazines.
Nope.
What?
That is an acrylic plunger stick from Walmart. I know because I have the same thing in my bathroom at home. I thought that was the perfect thing. I'm the only person that's caught that on his car.
Oh, no.
He's using a toilet plunger to hold this fucking thing up. Now, yes, I've seen even more riced out than this. I was telling the audience, I saw a car which was black and green.
Uh-huh.
With green splash up on the side like you run through mud.
Yeah.
Everything was fleck paint.
Ugh.
Okay? And it had a roof intake.
Okay.
Faux, of course.
Faux, yes.
Roof intake on a DeLorean.
I don't...
Okay. Took the T-panel and cut it in
half.
Yeah,
I know.
And wedged it up.
Yeah.
And then put in little faux vents.
Why make it faux? You can make it just as functional, just as easily. Weirdos. Fucking weirdos.
Oh, love that. The DeLorean convertible, of course.
Yes, the DeLorean convertible, which in POS. Itself is dumb. Yeah, it definitely is an ugly, ugly fucking vehicle.
I think the only car I've ever seen... That car is like, oh, dude, you got it. I guess you're right. The only car I've ever seen actually destroyed, other than Monster Garage... The convertible was a rollover.
Yeah.
Same thing I'd do. Only car I've actually ever seen destroyed for something was some guy that bought a project car and put two motors in it.
Two. Why?
Don't know. I know he's got a rear-wheel drive 454 cubic inch Cadillac motor.
Okay.
454. He fitted in the back.
I don't know how. I mean, it's got to be hanging halfway out the top, halfway out the bottom.
He made it mid-engine and sacrificed a lot of interior compartment. Then put in an Acura Honda, let's face it, motor in the front.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know. Well, how does he shift both? I'm curious.
Linkage. It's the same way, like, Hearst used to actually have a car. It was an Olds that they put two engines in, one in the front and one in the back. Mm. And they would run it down a track, you know. So it is possible.
Oh, no.
It's very,
it's
very
obviously possible.
I've
seen it. I've seen it bastardized and done.
Yeah, so I don't know why, but they did. Anyhow.
Pieces. Yeah, I'm just like, you know, I don't want to criticize.
See, it's not kind of, I mean, that kind
God
of.
God damn.
You don't do that to that kind of car.
You can do that to any car.
It's like buying an Enzo and putting on trim paneling, wood trim paneling. You just don't do that.
You know what, dude? If I owned an Enzo, you know what I'd do?
Sell it.
Before I sold it.
Okay.
I'd go to, like, Walmart or fucking AutoZone. And I get that chrome trim shit you put on doors.
Oh.
Right on the edges for the bumper strip.
Yeah.
I would put that on a Ferrari.
You would.
I would, just to anger people.
Just to piss off Ferrari owners everywhere.
You know I would.
That's funny, though. I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Maybe you could do that to your car.
What, the duster?
Yeah.
Hell
yeah.
No.
Get some black stuff right there. Go with your black motif.
Who knows? Maybe.
To hell with good taste.
Fuck good taste. Who needs a reasonable-looking car?
Oh, yes. So as you can tell, tonight's going to be a little car talk for us.
Apparently.
We've got a lot of car stuff on our minds.
We have a fucking gang load
yes.
of dead people this fucking week.
We have enough dead
like,
people.
Like, enough dead people to cover us for the rest of the fucking year.
Well,
not quite. But
we have enough dead people we can pick and choose. We can make A-list dead celebrities this week,
this
folks.
Week, yeah, we definitely can have A-list dead celeb.
Yeah.
But we'll just kind of still do the normal dead celeb, I think.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple people that, the basis of Dead Milkman?
Yeah.
Okay. Who?
I know.
You know, if it was a lead singer of Dead Milkman, we'd all go, oh. And then that's about it. Oh.
One Saturday, I took a walk to Zipperhead.
Yeah. But the bassist? Who the fuck cares?
I know.
The bassists don't even get laid.
Probably an original.
Yeah, probably not the original bassist. So.
Bassists don't get laid. No, there's Tony Kanal. He had Gwen Stefani and... Then I immediately go to picturing Twiggy Ramirez. Yeah, you're right.
what a just
whoa,
Twiggy Ramirez,
dude, fucking opposite ends of the spectrum.
Let's see, pseudo ska pop or pseudo goth rock.
I know. I do have something too.
Cover extremes. Uh oh, you're opening your computer. Back.
Yeah, I know. I have one thing I forgot to print. I just got to pull up real quick.
No. Well, we'll worry about that.
Oh, we are.
Oh, yeah, cool.
This is going
to
be the...
We're going to lose Claude to the internet now.
No, we're not.
He's like, ah, my turf.
No, keep talking.
Dude, cool. I don't have nothing to say. I'm just going to sit and watch you.
Cool.
Yep.
Basically, what we're doing...
Wonder why the chat room thinks we're unprofessional. Man.
No, it's cool. I have this list called You Might Be a Racer If.
Oh, dear God. I think I've seen this list. I've seen this list frequently, but... Racer pissed someone's wife off.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I guess something for everyone. Anyhow.
I love this. You might be a ricer boy if you have more exhaust decibels than your engine has horsepower.
Nice.
You have aftermarket front wheels for racing, but stock rear wheels.
Nice.
Your engine makes twice as much horsepower as torque.
Yeah, okay.
17s up front, 13s on the back on a front wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
You put your automatic car in neutral at every stoplight in order to roll it back to try to fool other people and thinking you got a stick.
You know, on that same line, I've told you this. I know they've heard me say this several times on the show. I used to ride the bus here before I got my truck. And I looked down. Yeah, another one rides the bus. I looked down one day and there was a ricer going by me. And I looked and he had this big fucking shift light. I mean, this thing was bigger than mine.
He didn't have shift light. He had, like, stoplight.
He had the shift light. He had the tack. I mean, it was all there. And then I looked down a little further, and I realized, wow, you know, I'm thinking, wow, he must, you know, have a higher RPM car. Or, boy, that must be. I looked down. It's an automatic. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. DuPont gave up trying to figure out the shade you were asking for. Your mod list includes stereo equipment, shifter handle, Momo steering wheel, Pia driving lights, exhaust tip, but no real engine parts.
Nice. There was a website someone pointed me to that sold that was a like a pseudo parts on like a pseudo parts site that sold ricer type parts like
carparts.com.
No, that sold like sleeves for sleeves for spark plug wires and
God, I've seen those.
You know, air filters that are rainbow colored. Of course, Dodge fucking sells rainbow air filters now. But anyhow,
you know, I laugh my ass off about that. You know, carparts.com, they're like one of the shittiest sites in the world. Nobody realizes it.
Mm-hmm.
You look up DeLorean on there, and they sell air deflectors for sunroofs.
Nice.
For DeLoreans.
Nice. Nice.
I love this. Your chameleon lizard undergoes fewer shade changes in your custom paint.
Cool.
Your rims and tires are so large, you have to install the tire wheel from underneath the car because it simply won't fit into the wheel while going in from the side.
Nice. Papakun in the chat room goes, how could Trench talk about cars when he gets car sick turning a corner? No, I don't get car sick turning a corner.
Only if the windows are closed.
Yeah, only when it's fucking super hot. Oh, I'm hypocritical that way. I'm hypocritical that way, huh? Goodbye! Anyhow. No, actually, I'm not hip. I could handle driving all day.
You just need fresh air.
I need fresh air. I have to have a window open all the fucking time.
Hangs his arm out the side of my car
to fucking get air because you got that 2-inch window.
Yeah. A little toll booth, I know.
Little fucking window. But yeah, I mean, you want to talk... Ooh. Yeah, Pappy couldn't though when he drives, though. Here's how it is. You ever seen the... Oh, how do I want to say this? Left, right, left, right, right, left, left, right, left, right, right. So my ass is... My head, you know, it's like fucking... it's Disneyland roller coaster. No, no. It's Six Flags roller coaster.
I've never seen you get that way with my driving.
Oh, well, your driving's okay. His, though, we were playing cat
that's,
and mouse.
Now, that's saying something. And I'm glad this is going to be recorded for the archive.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get, you know, there's a few people I don't get car sick with, but there's some people that, the way he was driving that night, cat and mouse, left turn, right turn, bump! Boom! Now, of course, we have to realize this is Pappycoon. Pappycoon, now, of course, I assume... This is a true story. I guess I'd have to have photos or, you know, whatever. But he says that he was in a horrible accident. He had I want to say it was a Trans Am or a Firebird. It was a Pontiac F-Body.
Sure, sure, sure.
He was going so fast, taking this thing out to its limit, like, you know, 92 miles an hour.
He was driving the Pontiac Firebird.
Yeah, he was. Pappy Coon was driving it. I don't know how fast he was going. He was probably going in excess of 102.
Okay.
Anyhow, he'll probably say 150, but let's keep real world figures here.
Real.
Keeping it real. We've been out the track. We've seen what those cars can and cannot do. Anyhow, he's gunning it. He's, you know, gone. Sees a car pull out way in front of him. Realizes, fuck me! Hits the brakes. Analog brakes seize up way down the road when it was finally going about 55. So the tire treads for the brakes don't show up until 55. Hits the other car. Rolls his like a dozen and a half times.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to get car sick? No, I wasn't in that, but I'm saying that's how he drives, and I'm not going to get car sick with it? Yeah, right.
That's funny. No, some of these are repetitive. They're kind of negative. I love this, man. There's some inside stuff. You know, your Eclipse GST hardtop has spider emblem on a reel.
Nice.
Your sum of knowledge suspension. Your sum knowledge of suspension is more negative camber, better handling.
Oh, Jesus.
This is funny, man. This is great.
I'm sorry, Pappycoon, it was a Camaro.
Ah.
Fucking GM F-body.
You said it was an F-body. It was a Camaro. Please get it right.
Okay.
Yeah, look. You add a super tall wing, add 100 pounds of aftermarket ground effects, neon, and a huge stereo system, yet you've got the interior and yank out the rear seat for weight savings. Your rear wing and your rear window both have a third brake light.
That's nice.
The backlighting and the gauges on your A-pillar gauge pod work long before the actual gauges are hooked up.
Wow.
You have to find a way around speed bumps in a parking lot.
You know, it's funny when you see those cars too, because you'll see a Ricer that has like one day it has like a perfect front nose, and the next day you see it has this big crack out of the bottom.
Ah, yeah, I love that, man. My mom, very interesting story. My mom was in, she wasn't in the DeLorean, thank God, racing this guy, but she was racing some dude down Martin Luther King Boulevard here in Vegas.
In the ghetto.
Yes, it was. This guy was in a lowered Honda Civic, and he was like going to pass her on the left, you know, to go into the left turn lane, but he did it a block too soon. And hit the island.
Ooh! Now we have this spot in Waterloo. Okay, we have this spot in Waterloo.
We drove by an hour later, where she was telling me, dude, stain of transmission fluid, engine fluid, and a big scrape up the center.
Nice. We were in Waterloo. We had this part where, okay, if you can imagine, here's 218 freeway. It's an overhead freeway. Here's this road it's Washington. So you get on, you go to Juan, Washington, you keep going straight, and you're on Washington itself proper before 218 remerges with it and becomes LaPorte. Okay.
Sure.
It's two lane, it's two lane, it's two lane, and all of a sudden, left lane still there, right lane ends with no warning.
God.
Several times, I'll be in that left lane going, and I'll see a car right next to me, and they have to brake just... Boom, gone. I'm like, I'll keep going. What was it? Oh, Vert was just pointing out here. A couple times I've actually drove Vert's Explorer. We were playing Cat Mouse, and he didn't want to drive. He said, you drive. I'm like, oh, okay. I went gung-ho into a field looking for somebody. At that point, Vert goes, shit. Well, he doesn't swear, but he goes, ah, hits the 4x4 button before I get myself too stuck, because I'm not used to needing a 4x4 driving a little car. But, I would just...
Crap.
Click. Hits that 4x4. I'm like, oh yeah, that'll help. Totally changes the driving geometry. Whoa, you know. Another time...
Hold on, let me make a U-turn.
Yeah.
click.
Another time we were in this truck, and I drove an 87 Dodge Shadow, and it had a, you know, console shift. So I'm used to putting in drive. You put your hand down there, and you pull it back, you know, so on and so forth. Well, anyhow, we were ready to go, and everybody's taken off because someone was hit, and I go, and I reach down, and I pull back on something... But at that point, I realized that I started shifting my Pepsi bottle. His shift was on the column. So I kept reaching down for the fucking Pepsi bottle. Later on that night, we're already laughing about it. We're you know, it was hysterical. Later on that night, doing the same thing. Hey, go into reverse. Okay, push my Pepsi bottle up.
You shift a Pepsi bottle.
I kept trying to shift the Pepsi bottles, one of those 1 liter Pepsi bottles, it was just one of those regular Pepsi bottles, and I just kept trying to fucking shift.
You
and he's
shifted
like, he's
a
like,
Pepsi
he's like,
bottle.
It's on the column. Oh, thanks.
You're not gonna live that one down.
No, ever. I mean, he'll even mention that every time.
If
here
I can...
you go, you can shift. You'll put a bottle in there. In the drink holder, because it's those cup holders in the middle.
If I can find a custom shift knob, I'm going to buy you one.
It's going to be a Pepsi symbol.
Pepsi.
Yeah, okay.
That's
I
great.
Can handle that. But, Vert, if you're ever curious, yeah, that's why I rolled down the window, so that way I wouldn't get ill. Of course, Vert had to put up with me, though, because I would work from, like, 7 that morning.
Yeah.
And it would be, you know, freaking 3 in the morning, and he'd wonder why I was falling asleep. Just... We actually used that to our advantage once, but that's another story altogether. I think we've lost 2 listeners to, hey, they're talking about cars and shifting and...
Fuck them. No, I love this stuff. You know, you think a Del Sol is a sports car.
Nice.
You install clear taillights and then colored bulbs.
Oh, I hate that.
Those are fucking dangerous. I've almost hit cars because I can't see. Your baseball cap is always on backwards in your drive.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Vert even adds on. He'd reach down and shake it like he shakes the shifter before shifting. I drove it automatic and I picked that habit up.
Really?
This is before I knew how to drive a stick.
You know what's really funny? I actually got that
habit. I would
habit.
Sit there with the manual or the auto shifter and just shake it to make sure it's still there for some reason. I don't know where I got that. I do that on my truck. But it's a fucking stick.
Yeah.
You're supposed to check it.
Yeah. You know what? My mom always used to yell at me for that too, man. Like, why are you fucking doing that?
Mm-hmm.
And if I was like really bored or antsy in traffic, I'd be right there going first second.
Yep.
First second. First neutral. Neutral first.
I used to put mine in reverse to scare the people behind me because you'd see the look on their faces when your reverse lights show up. They don't look at each other and just mouth the words, "What the hell's going on?"
You know what, man? That'd be a good prank to videotape.
That would be. Just
yeah.
To get people. Yeah, Vert even adds here, it finally got to the point where he'd reach down to grab the Pepsi bottle and stop, look down, and just crack a huge grin. you just, after a point, you go,
yeah, that was funny. Fuck, I'm embarrassed.
You know what? It was funny. I mean, you can't be embarrassed.
Oh, no, I
Who
know.
Cares?
That's funny as shit, dude.
Would have been worthy of a camera.
I think I'd be worse off in your car. Like, I'd probably automatically shift into reverse, too. Because your pattern.
Yeah, my pattern is different. On my Duster?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that H pattern, you go right in reverse, thinking it's first.
Yeah, see, on my car right there, you just lift, you like you're going to second, and you're in reverse.
But the problem with my car is that if you try to put it in reverse at all, fucking get a crowbar, because you're muscling that one over. Ka-tunk, ka-tunk.
You probably just got something tight.
Yeah.
You need to loosen up.
Yeah, probably shifted over an inch too far one way or another.
That ain't that bad.
No, it ain't that bad.
I hope.
Me too.
Hey, Claude. You want to help me this weekend? Yeah, what you doing? Fabricating motor mounts. All right, get under there. All right. I need you to hold this on this clip.
How much can you bench? You'll have to do better than that. All right. Claude. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Thank you. Just wanted to throw that out. We're actually not going to take a break because of our really late fucking start. Let me just make sure that we're still archiving.
Yeah, we're archiving.
You sure? Yep, we are.
We better be archiving.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about how to the music, so let's listen to the music real quick. I don't hear music.
It's Tenacious D.
Oh, wait, that would help. Music's a little loud.
Yeah, that's us.
Well, I know that's us.
All right. Anyway. Hey, it's a delay. We get to listen to us again.
It's always the fucking delay. Always the fucking
Tattoo's
delay.
Tattoo's up next. I like that group.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Let's give it a little more there.
There you go.
Let's
I don't think you said, I don't think you
said. That's freaky.
Echo.
Don't do that shit. Because that'll fucking start squealing. Oh, fuck my ears.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
Hi.
That's cool. Echo
you are
effect.
So easily entertained.
Yeah, I am.
Bert, send him an echo mic. Just wire it to a speaker. Fuck.
Wait, do it one more time.
Oh, here we go. Hold on. Ready? Go for it.
Four city blocks.
More four city cops.
Yeah. Heavy amusements passed. I cannot do this again.
Yes.
Hey, we have somebody else in here. Just join.
No, that's Red Rum. She dropped.
Never mind.
We,
Well.
Dude.
So anyhow, this week, like I say, getting back to everything. Great job. Oil change. And some electrical.
Oil change.
Woo! You doing oil change in your car yet?
Well, yeah. I got to pull it out so I can get it all on the jack stands after you're done with your power bleeding. So that way we can figure out exactly why it sits 1 inch to the left.
Woo!
Right on.
All right.
Hey,
We should go to the junkyard, too, while we're at it.
Oh! Reverend Hammer just says, greatest internet radio show until JSTFU comes back on.
Oh! Guess somebody's not getting free commercials.
Wow! Is it going to have to be like this?
God.
We are going to have to pull out the guns.
We're going to have to, man. We've been working on Secret Weapon X.
Dude, we've been working on Secret Weapon Preparation H and Y and Z and Q and fuck.
Remember, Preparation H feels good on the whole.
You mean good as a whole?
No. If it is well you want, it is well you shall get.
Yeah, but
I really don't want to, man.
It's fucking Florida.
They're
Floridians
somehow.
Now.
Floridians. Branch Floridians.
Branch Floridians. Yes.
Branch Floridians.
So, I mean, I don't know how good they could be because it'll be... Well, here. You do your favorite character of their show, and I'll do mine. Ready?
Okay, here we are. You shut the fuck up right now. That's right. Tonight, I want to talk about nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
I just want to sit here and bitch and ramble.
Ramble!
One time I was rambling down the street, and there I was, all alone.
Okay, enough of that.
Now you gotta play Welcome to the Jungle in the background. Or, no, wait, what's that fucking Guns N' Roses song?
Fuck!
I don't know.
Rocket Queen. Just picking songs out of my ass here. Alright.
Rocket Queen is like, yeah, you're not far off. Elton John, Queen, yeah. Like Rocket Man, yeah.
Rocket Queen!
No, there's...
Kick it in the bum!
Christ. That ain't good.
Rocket Queen! Bukkake Bukkake!
Red Rum, personally, I think JSTFU will win. Holy shit, we have turncoats!
Wow!
Are we the fucking placeholder?
Well, you know what? That means we must break out our weapons, yeah. We're really gonna have to like actually
God damn.
Plan now when we
wait a minute. We had Red Rum as a guest and she.
You know what's really sad?
Wow!
I found a competition for Red Rum that would like win her that script. She could get like an award. I found one she would actually win. Guess I won't tell her now. I'm being dead serious, actually.
Are you?
The thing I sent out the email. Yeah, I'll discuss it with you after the break, so you know I'm not blowing smoke up anybody's ass here.
Okay.
You think Just Shut the Fuck Up will win? Well, I guess next time you go for a guest spot, you'll have to be going down to the Sunshine State, you know?
Turncoat motherfuckers.
God damn, man.
I mean, what the hell? He doesn't do a show for 2 fucking years. It's what? 2002. So all of 2003 gone. You know, we're starting to get into 2004.
We're finally back. For those of you who don't know, I went to another job, and I'm back at Walmart, jockeying shopping cart.
This isn't good.
No, it's not. We must, you know, this is like fucking, you know, I'm like fucking angry motivated right now. You know that?
Yeah, well, you know, right now this is good. I'm, you know what? And I'm not going to earn any more, not going to go anymore. Don't worry about it. It's all good in the long run. Anyhow, I think now, because I'm sufficiently pissed off, we do need to take a break.
All right.
You are still listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
That will ever be.
And that ever has been.
Mm-hmm. And remember, only at Spagwagon Radio can you get free clicker liquor pops.
Once we finally get around to fucking mailing them. We'll be back!
We'll be back. Spagwagon Radio.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back again.
And once more, we are back.
All I have to say is you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
And do not fuck with Spank Wagon Radio for one simple reason.
We are God.
No, we are LazyCode.com.
Therefore, we are God.
Okay, you're playing it out too much.
I'm not playing it out.
You're playing it out too much, anyhow. All right, guys, we're back.
Hey, man, on the
took a little break. Calm down.
On the seventh day, he rested. On the eighth day, he could very well take it all back. But remember. Anyhow, yeah, we're back. Got a lot of news stories.
Got a ton of fucking news stories, but
a lot of still features to come. Dead celebrity of the week.
Of course.
Everyone's favorite mad props.
Everyone's favorite.
Everyone loves mad prop.
No, it's dead celebrities of the week. Anyhow. All right, first up, actually...
we have a dyslexic show, dude.
Lex-tastic?
Mad celebrities! Dead props!
That's nice. Anyhow. Yeah, you're right. Tons of fucking news. Going through just all the stupid shit. Here's a Florida topic.
Welcome to sunny Florida. Here we go. A teenage runaway jailed in Florida only to be mistakenly handed over to her suspected pimp may be walking the streets in the Bronx. The girl's worried mother, outraged by the Florida prison foul-up, asked New Yorkers yesterday to help her find her 15-year-old daughter, Cassandra Hannigan. I guess that's her real name. It's a weird fucking name.
Cassandra Hannigan?
Cassandra.
Cassandra.
C-A-S-S-A-U-N-D-R-A.
Cassandra.
Whatever.
Emma Jean. All right, Emma Jean.
F you. I'm really hoping that someone will see her, said Tracy Schaefer of Patterson. In upstate...
How the fuck does she have a normal name?
We're not going to stop looking until she's safe. Addressing herself only as her daughter's pimp... Addressing herself to her... Oh, to her daughter's pimp. Said, let her go. It's horrible. She's only 15. She hasn't seen her daughter since January 4th when the girl boarded a train to Manhattan on her way to Pennsylvania School for Children with emotional problems. So, you have a kid that's a fucking nut and you let them go on a train by themselves. Good job, Mom!
Get on the train.
Believes her daughter ran off with a man she met at the Port Authority bus terminal and was then forced into a prostitution ring.
What kind of people have you ever met at a bus terminal? Hell, what kind of people do you see while you drive past a bus terminal?
When's the last time we were in a bus terminal? Fuck.
We drive past a bus terminal whenever we head downtown.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as I'm concerned, if you stop at the bus terminal, you have lowered your IQ points by 12.
She called her mother January 19th after being arrested on a prostitution charge in Miami Beach. She was crying, told her mother to come and get her. On January 19th? When the fuck would... This just got released today in the Daily News. What the fuck?
Yeah, welcome to the land of the slow-ass news.
Yeah, but this time she's already fucking probably dead and floating in the East River.
No, that's, whatchamacallit? Grace Spaulding.
Yeah, it's a good thing it wasn't a slow news week, guys. I was afraid I'd have to reuse a dead celebrity.
He's dead again.
Yeah. They're not really talking too much of what happened or how the pimp got her. They don't say if he represented himself as a...
family member?
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I have no clue. Maybe they're the same race or something. I'm just going by past trains. I've only seen one white pimp in my entire life.
Yeah.
Okay. No other color. That's why I'm saying it, because this girl's white. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
You tell me. Have you seen her? More importantly, would you pay $20 for a blowjob from her?
Well, if it goes according to the picture, it looks like she's losing her fucking hair already. That and she's 15! I wouldn't touch it for a fucking $1 million!
Oh, no. it doesn't matter if it's a prostitute. When's the last time you know somebody ID'd a prostitute? No, you're underage.
Your ass would get caught. Yeah. Hey, get pulled the DeLorean. Why? I only see two heads. One head, two heads, one head.
Two heads. Yeah, the night you did Flock of Seagulls, my car looked like I picked up a crack whore.
And then my long hair just flew it over to the one side. Anyhow.
I don't know.
You're focusing way too much on that photograph.
I was trying to see if I recognized her.
6 billion people on the planet. 300 million people in the United States. 32 million people.
Well, let's see. Maybe there's something to it, man.
Do you? Let's see. Super high forehead. Nope, don't recognize. That ain't fucking right.
Just cover up the mouth.
Cover up the face and just move the head up and down. Stern to the eyes.
But yeah, so 15-year-old gets released to her pimp.
Nice.
Instead of her mother.
Nice.
Welcome to Florida. Anything goes.
Yeah, really. Just don't vote this year, please. All of you in Florida, don't vote.
I still say it, man. Let's trade Florida for Puerto Rico.
We might actually get something out of it. Not to mention we can make New York bigger. All right. News fucking article.
Not even with a stolen dick and someone else pushing.
Right.
Detachable penis.
Anyhow. you just brought this to my attention. It looks like finally, after a, what, 3 months? Wait.
Binion.
3 months.
Binion. Reopening.
When?
I don't know. They said it's supposed to be April 1st, but that was before they had this problem with the land dispute and shit.
Well, how do you fucking have a land dispute?
I don't know. Binion's doesn't own the land they're on. I didn't know that. They rent it, man.
Jesus, 53 years of rent.
I know. Compounded.
You imagine that shit. Harris Entertainment.
Well, maybe it's like they got, what's that stuff, rent protection?
Rent protection, it's $12.
Yeah.
You never know, maybe.
Yeah, no.
Maybe. They do that in New York. A lot of places and a lot of people who've lived in like a tenement, or not a tenement, but just anywhere.
Yeah, tenements, too, yeah.
Well, yeah, anywhere for so long. Your rent's like $12. How they fucking can't make $12? Well, obviously they're not an entrepreneurial 15-year-old in Florida, but still.
Crackheads!
Yeah. So anyhow, but yeah, they try to force them out any which way they can, so that way they can put the rent back up to real market value.
Which is like several hundred.
Yeah, several thousand
in some cases.
Yeah. So, Harris Entertainment and MTR Gaming Group completed their long-delayed buyout of Binion's Horseshoe on Thursday. Not this past Thursday, yesterday. Setting the stage for an April 1st reopening and the World Series of Poker's final run at the landmark downtown property.
Final?
Final. They're gonna.
Jesus.
Well, they wanted to pull it out anyway.
Why?
I don't know.
Binion's is a perfect place.
It's a fucking. You know what? It's a fucking power play, because to say you have the World Series of Poker, because poker right now, if you've noticed, poker is invading TV, like reality TV, you know, like Real World destroyed, you know, MTV programming and shit like that.
God, you're right.
Because there's this British one that's like a poker champions of British celebrities, and then there's our one here that's down at the Palms.
Yeah, the celebrity poker.
The celebrity poker.
It's on Bravo.
Yeah, and then there's another poker game that I saw. Well, that you always see on fucking ESPN.
Yeah.
It was Sports Channel.
The World Poker Tour.
Fucking fat asses playing cards, smoking, and drinking. That's on a Sports Channel.
Ugh. I'm a great athlete on ESPN.
Yeah, really, I mean, at least the pool trick shotting is physical.
Oh, and that fucking, you know, Asian babe on there, dude.
No, I'm talking about the trick shot and the old guys.
Yeah.
At least that's fucking, so they're moving around the table. Okay, but no. We get to watch fucking people play cards. Have you ever watched people playing cards? Have you ever? Well, I mean, it's different when you play.
People sit there and stare.
They sit there.
Well, they don't stare sometimes. You don't know what they're doing. They're wearing sunglasses.
They're wearing sunglasses. Hats that come over their eyes. They have zero, like, if you watch American Hot Rod, look at the guy with no lips. You'll know who. Then you'll see that. What a poker face really, truly is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
I don't know, that Asian chick playing pool.
Well, the Asian chick playing pool, yeah, you just want to do foul things with a pool cue. Anyhow.
Yeah.
So, yes. So, pretty soon.
God, I just said that in a Max Hardcore voice. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, take the
fucking
pool
Max
cue.
Hardcore. Get down.
Get the cue ball.
Get down there, man. Get down to the Horseshoe, April 1st. Supposedly reopening, but of course.
Get the cue ball in there.
Shaboom.
Yeah.
Celebrity
Get
Poker.
Because
that lets
clip.
Us know that Celebrity Poker was a joke and they only did like 6 episodes. Yeah.
They keep rerunning them,
they
man.
They keep rerunning them to death. I mean, I'm getting tired of seeing Carrie Fisher be a bitch. Really tired of that. Other fun shit. Actually.
They have a lot of fun stuff. Yeah, I don't want to blow it all at once.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed.
Hey, Pez.
Yeah. They've had pinball tournaments on ESPN, too.
Pinball?
Tick, 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 tick. Hey, it's a deaf, dumb, and blind kid.
He's a pinball wizard.
Sure plays a mean pinball. Whatever.
We play the
you know,
ball. I couldn't remember the lyrics in time. Shit.
Neither could I. Yeah. Do you remember? It was only 3 seconds ago. Do you remember what I said about MTV?
Look, you just reminisced.
I know. I'm losing.
About the same show. You've been worse than I have. Finally, we have your lowest common denominator. Yeah. Reminiscing about a conversation that took less than 30 seconds ago.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
That's one for the archives.
Well, that's what we're recording, saving. Yeah. But, you know, we're past our prime anyway, so we can only reminisce.
Past our prime. Yeah, you know, there may be some other new internet show comes up. God forbid something happens to their bandwidth. Anyhow.
I don't know what happened to that config file.
It doesn't work, huh? That's why it's called lazy. Anyhow.
Nice. Hey, anyhow.
Anyhow.
Anyhow. Yeah. Oh.
Anyhow, open a winder.
All right. Fuck! The Tower of Pez just fell
God
over.
Damn.
Anyhow.
The Pez dispenser, some of them fell like dominoes after stomping
just
the floor.
Dominoes falling everywhere. As I was going to say,
oh, no, that's Wonder Woman. I was going to say, speaking of Carrie Fisher.
I was watching MTV today, MTV 2.
MTV
2. M2. And they're playing Beavis and Butthead again.
God, I love Beavis and
Butthead. So I'm laughing at it going, hey, I watched this 10 fucking years ago.
God, you feel old.
Yeah, no shit. I remember this is new. Fuck, I just said that! You know, I mean, I was just literally like that. Like, oh my God, I just, you know. And then I changed the channel. I was,
Do they have the videos?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're doing the video. I mean, it's the original
show. See, I'm going to buy Beavis and Butthead on the DVD. See, it's like $60. You get the complete fucking six-disc set of Beavis and Butthead on DVD.
Good.
But I don't know if it comes with the videos.
It should.
I would imagine. So it's like from Time Life of all people. I know.
They were just talking about how ESPN's hard up for content in the chat room. Time Life's hard up. Mysteries of the Deep. Yeah. Anyhow, and then I change the channel to E. I just flip it channels, right? Yeah. And then they have this show on right now. 100 Reasons Why the 90s Rocked.
I didn't know there was more than like two or three.
You know, I assume I could give the 90s maybe a dozen reasons why they rocked. But 100?
You didn't have Rubik's Cubes. You really didn't have fads.
Well, yeah. Well, the mullet was an 80s fad.
Yeah, and it was, and I mean, like wearing a mullet in the 90s, it's like sporting a members only jacket. You know?
Yeah.
What? I mean, what fucking music? Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, no, grunge came in the 90s.
He got me crazy.
Fine Young Cannibals do not count.
Dude, you know what, man? Have you watched VH1 on digital, the hits station?
Yeah.
Dude, I saw the Fine Young Cannibals video of them doing a cover of Suspicious Minds.
I've heard that one.
That was heinous, man.
Horrible. I heard it on...
We can't go on together.
Dude, you can't sing Suspicious Minds
in falsetto.
Like the backup singers and stuff, man.
It was horrible.
The Sweet Inspirations.
But yeah, it was bad. But they're talking like why, you know, the 90s nostalgia wagon is finally
nostalgia?
Here.
Nostalgia? What the fuck, man?
Well, no, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
One of the few things I'm nostalgic about the 90s, okay? Okay, the dawn of AOL and pre-dawn fucking mods, okay? I remember when AOL had chat rooms that fucking advertised illegal prawn, and you could go in there and get bombarded with prawn for free by everybody.
That's cool.
Dude, there's no moderators. You had to report something illegal going on. I mean, you go into some room, dude, it was like, you know, fucking, you know, raunchy, rank shit, man.
Dogs and your mom! Ah! Click!
God damn. Push the envelope, man. Before you push it, why don't you just lick it?
No, I ain't licking that envelope. Yeah. Dogs and your mom. No, no, thank you.
No, but yeah, it was like that.
I feel icky.
I still gotta get that the trainables video, the retards. Dude.
Anyhow, but yeah, I mean AOL. 90s nostalgia? But you're 90s nostalgia.
In my day, AOL came on a 3.5 floppy.
I mean, you're right. Someone put in here what it ended 4 years ago. Well, 5 technically, but yeah, the 90s. Though you look back, like you're watching old Cops episodes from the 90s, man. We didn't learn to cut our hair until about 95.
God.
Everybody had mullets and glam rock.
Oh, dude, I know. Cops started in the 80s, too, man.
I know.
I mean, what else? I mean, like, the early 90s.
Until
92. All of, pretty much, most of 91 and, like, the tail end of it. It was fucking 80s recovery.
It was
80s winding down.
Time makers.
You know, you saw fucking Bowie touring concert, man.
Yeah. What else was there to remember about the 90s? Okay, there was the grunge music and the fashion scene that went along
fucking
with
grunge,
it.
Fucking grunge, dude, all the way.
There was, you know, the Beavis and Butthead in 94.
Beavis and Butthead were fucking classic. I mean, okay, Liquid Television,
well, MTV.
With Eon Flux, that type thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good, you know, but... I don't know. I mean, I can.
What
like,
else about the 90s are worth remembering at this point? And the, I graduated. That was a miracle.
There's some reminiscence and stuff like what we're talking about. Nothing like nostalgic.
Nothing nostalgia. Well, 97 had the sunscreen song that kind of sticks out. You know, remember to wear sunscreen. If the you know that.
Yeah,
and
I've
lemon.
Only heard that from you, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, I mean, it was like, see, there was movies were all right. You know.
Yeah, no real movies really stick out. The Crow was pretty cool in 94. Batman,
yeah, but
no, that was 89.
Batman was 89, then like, what, 92, 93?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what, Hackers in 95.
Yeah, fucking.
Got my ham radio license in 95.
Yeah.
I had to look at my license, remember, when I got it. That's sad. I gotta do that next year. Anyhow.
I could say, like, Hackers was really the dawn of movie OS in integration.
Yeah.
I like Hackers. I like for its plot. I actually bought it on DVD. I found it cheap.
You could never find it on video. They wouldn't sell it on video.
Why?
I don't know. They'd give it to as a rental on video, but never as a they never sold it on video.
Probably people are going to copy it, man.
Who knows?
No, I mean, it's like 80s. And like, I mean, even like, yeah, most of the
Reverend
Hammer
says Sony owning the video game market. Yeah, I can give him that. The PlayStation.
Later on.
No, PlayStation was 90s.
PlayStation
I'll
was.
I'll give him that.
PlayStation was mid-90s. Before that, man, Sega started to dominate.
Oh, yeah.
Then Sega started to get on top, and Nintendo just whooped their ass. Sega
PlayStation,
came,
no,
yeah.
Nintendo didn't whip anything.
Nintendo whooped Sega's Genesis ass. When one thing that saved Super Nintendo, one, better fucking programming, knew how to use their color palette.
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, there was one fucking thing that made the Super Nintendo stand out from everybody else. Their fucking killer use of synthesizers. You have to have ever played like ActRaiser or Super Castlevania 4 to know what I'm saying. If anybody's ever played those games for the soundtrack, you will know. Sega made a comeback when Mortal Kombat came to home because everybody wanted blood.
Yeah.
Okay, if you played Super Nintendo on Mortal Kombat, all right, you had sweat. And there was a Game Genie code to make the sweat red. That was the closest you got to blood.
Yeah.
You were playing Genesis, man. Fucking gore was flying. I mean, you had like a lot of technological advances in the 90s right there. Shit really started going.
Well, the computer industry and everything like that really snowballed in the 90s. And
yeah, but I mean, it's like 90s. I mean, like, I'm really hard. I mean, like, 80s, 70s, 80s. You know, I mean, like, 2000. The dawn of the new century. I mean, granted, it's not fair because A, we're halfway through it, and B, it's really recent for us.
Yeah.
So it's really not fair to do a comparison for the new millennium. But I mean, 90s. I mean, like, I'm really hard pressed. The only thing I can really think about the 90s, in all honesty, the 90s were just a fucking wind down period. In a okay, everybody, you had your fun and freedom, okay? Because get ready, because we're going to take it away from you with technology.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that, yeah.
We're not talking Bush type shit or something.
No, we're talking.
Yeah, the right. Fucking, you know, the dawn of fucking the information age right there, okay? When you could see the light cracking and before the data just started flowing and choking and drowning everybody.
Right.
You know?
I don't know. In other words, you know, I mean, there are some things worth remembering, you know, and there are some events that are worth remembering, you know, but the 90s, it's too soon. Yeah.
I mean, it's like pretty much all of the 90s are like the early 70s. Okay. It was that cool down period before they got into something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And even right now, the new millennia, the 2000s.
Yeah.
There's nothing that really sticks out in my head except for lawsuits.
Well, the millennium, like the first decade here, we're going to be in a struggle. This is going to be known for like a struggle thing. And I don't necessarily mean like we're trying to recover from terrorism. No. This is going to be like a struggle period of where it's, you know what, everything turned shitty and people had to pull themselves up by their bootstraps to fight. Okay, the fucking moral minority.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of shit like that, and you know the economy and things. This is really going to be known as a fighting period right there.
Maybe.
Especially with the fucking baby boomers coming out.
Oh, with the baby boomers, yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to start fucking turning
old,
demanding everything.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break.
90s.
Yeah, the fucking 90s.
I mean, like, yeah, I mean, we're 90s were just like a cool-off period for the 80s.
Something.
You know?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's only 2004.
The only thing I can really reminisce about is, like, funny stuff, you know? Not like, dude, I so remember. That's like, fucking A, you're right. Like, you know, brick cell phones, dude. I look at those, man, today, and I just laugh my ass off.
As you flip open yours.
Yeah.
All right. Let them know what they're listening to.
You are listening to the greatest radio station that shall ever be and will conquer everyone else, motherfucker.
Hoorah!
Spank Wagon Radio! You got the power.
Ides of March, for with it heralds the return of JSTFU. JSTFU, March 15th, 8 p.m. Eastern.
JSTFU.
Okay, and we're back, folks. All right.
Whoa, I got a little bit of volume up on that. I'm starting to hear my own echo.
God, what, you couldn't just play along and do the talk show thing? Okay. Oh, boy, and we're back.
I can't play along. Okay. I got to be Mr. Nice Guy. That's why I even played one of Rev's, the only JSTFU ad we have for Rev.
That we'll ever have. Okay, our next guest is a very continental man. He's traveled the world. He was educated in France, even though he's from Cambodia. Everybody, please welcome Pol Pot. Yay. So I hear you have a hobby. What's this Khmer Rouge thing all about?
Jesus.
Really. You know, I don't like people who wear glasses either. Yeah. Kind of spooks me out. You know, yeah. I worry they're not good drivers because they can't see. Is that a problem for you with the peripheral vision thing? Okay. And you're under house arrest. What's that like? They put bars in the windows?
Damn.
Annoying
talk
show.
Where the fuck did that one come from?
I was reminiscing about an annoying talk show host of the 80s.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. We're already past the 80s. You got to reminisce about stuff of the 90s. So Morton Downey Jr. out, Jerry Springer in.
Richard Bay.
Beyond me. Anyhow.
Ricky Lake.
All right.
You'd hit it.
It's time for...
with a stick.
Tack. Hit it with a can of weight loss.
Okay, you ready?
Dead
celebrities of the week!
Ladies right. and gentlemen, the first up for your dead celebrities, this guy was on TV in the 90s!
In the 90s! In the
1990s! So you have to remember him now!
You must remember him from the 1990s.
Robert Passarelli passed away this week. He played the screwball. I don't think it was screwball, but he's played the housekeeper Eldon on Murphy Brown.
Wacky.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't say screwball, wacky, really. Yeah. They're Lively. Saying right now that it was possibly a drug overdose. He was
dead body,
49.
Drug paraphernalia around him.
Dead body, needles around him.
I'm sorry.
However, supposedly that's vitamin B he was shooting up. I don't know. Who shoots up vitamin B? Who shoots up vitamins? Someone?
Vitamin B?
Yeah, vitamin B. Supposedly he was shooting up vitamins.
Fucking health junkie, man. My vitamin C, man. I'll suck your dick. The fuck, man.
Get your vitamin E that way.
Shooting vitamin.
Supposedly,
that's just, wow.
Yeah, supposedly was shooting, but right now they're saying it's a possible accidental death. There was drug paraphernalia found. They don't
that,
know.
Now, wait. That's I can't really fucking say it was drugs in, because I mean, hey, dust mask and glow sticks are considered drug paraphernalia in some cases.
That is true.
So
that is very true. Passarelli was born in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He was an inspiring boxer in his youth, but a near-fatal car crash on his 19th birthday ended his dreams of pro sports. He had roles in such movies as Outrageous Fortunes in 87, Dances with Wolves in 90, and Beverly Hills Cop 2 in 87. Passarelli stayed with Murphy Brown from 88 to 94, dropping out when the sitcom's creator, Diane English, left. He was also in Eraser, and he also had his own TV show.
Eraser, yeah.
Yeah. He had his own TV show called Cracker.
With the exception of Eraser and Murphy Brown, I like so don't remember this guy in anything, even though he has a like, really familiar face.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, those are the two I remember him from, and I'm sure if I saw him again, hey.
That's a dead guy, man. Drug paraphernalia, yeah. Yeah, I'm just, like, lost on that, you know, the truth. I'm like, God, I know he's famous. I haven't seen anything else. But, yeah, so he is our first dead celebrity.
First dead celebrity.
Now, very interesting. 4 years.
99.
Yeah, his...
Girlfriend Cameron Janovich, 25, was found fatally shot.
She was a piece of ass.
Really?
She looked fucking great.
Wow. Death was investigated by police as an accident, and they had a daughter together.
You know who else has got a kind of a funny kind of yeah kind of look to her now that she's like grown up?
Who?
You ever seen that movie Welcome to the Doghouse? I mean Welcome to the Dollhouse.
No.
Okay. Did you see The Devil's Advocate?
Yes.
Okay, remember the girl that was testifying on the stand in the beginning and the end of the movie?
Barely.
Okay. Fuck. Well, just go to Internet Movie Database, type in Welcome to the Dollhouse. She has this total fucking Brooklyn rat look to her. She was like, she was not an attractive kid. Hmm. She like was like ugly, nerdy kind of.
Okay.
But she grew up and kind of has that, yeah, that's kind of wild and exotic. I'll try something a little less attractive kind of look.
Okay. I'll have to do that sometime.
Also, another one, dude. I was told a good movie to see is Buffalo 69.
Never heard of it.
Neither had I till today. But I can tell you right now, Christina Ricci in that, dude.
Dude,
look it up. Or Buffalo 66, I'm sorry.
Nice one, Freud.
Freudian slip, man.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Another actor. Paul Winfield, an actor known for his versatility and power in stage, film, and television roles that included highly praised television portrayal of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., and also an Oscar-nominated part in Sounder.
If anybody's ever seen The Terminator, he played Lieutenant Traxler, the black dude at the police station.
Yep.
Paul Winfield.
Paul Winfield is he pretty much did a little bit of everything. I'm trying to find something that sticks out the best for him. He was in Star Trek II.
He killed himself in Star Trek, remember? Khan put an earwig in his head.
So, Hugh. But he passed away. Oh, shit. I don't have the age handy. He was 62.
I'm not sure. Was he gay? Because he said he had a life partner on the Internet Movie Database.
Paul Edward Winfield was born on May 22, 1941 in Los Angeles. He was raised by a single mother, Lois Edwards, a union organizer until he was 8. I think his mother was the union organizer, not him.
Yeah.
Newspapers and their need to use the comma properly. When his mother married, blah, blah, stuff like that. He attended the predominantly white Manual Arts High School in Los Angeles and was named Best Actor for 3 years in a row in an annual Southern California high school drama competition. He studied drama at 4 colleges before leaving UCLA 6 credits short of a degree. He became a contract player at Columbia Pictures. Wow. Still did the contract deal.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Damn. Not too many people do that anymore.
No.
And caught the eye of Burgess Meredith, who cast him in 2 Amiri Bakay stage films that caught the eye of Sidney Poitier, who hired him in 1969 for The Lost Man, his first movie role. Phew! So he got around. He networked because of talent.
Yeah. No, he's a good actor.
Winfield is survived by his sister, Patricia Wilson, of Las Vegas.
Maybe I'll go visit her. Was he gay? Spankwagon Radio here. We'd like to ask you questions about your dead brother.
Who? What? No, your brother. You know him, right? Yeah. No. Who are you?
Hey, good improv.
Also, this one isn't much of a celebrity as so much as like a movie celebrity like the last two.
Yeah.
However,
this one counts in my opinion.
This one counts. George Paik, the scientist who founded Xerox's fabled Palo Alto Research Center, died after a long illness last week. Less than a month shy of his 80th birthday, Paik led the research lab from its inception in 1970 until 1978, then moving on to see oversee Xerox's corporate research from 78 until 86. Paik helped pioneer research into many key technologies, including, get ready for this, kids, laser printing, Ethernet, GUI interface, you know.
That thing Macintosh
exactly.
You know, developed and client, was stolen.
Well, stole. And client-server computing.
Microsoft stole from Mac.
Everyone steals from everybody. So anyhow,
that's very interesting. We also had some other dead celebrities. Recycling a dead celebrity. Grace Balding.
Yep.
He found his body. The basis for the Dead Milkman. There was somebody else, dude.
There was somebody else, and I can't think.
It's not that fucking governor asshole.
No.
It was somebody else.
I don't recall.
Was it Martin Schott? That was last week.
Martin Shaw was last week.
Yeah, who the fuck was it?
We just had a lot of people die, so those are our dead
celebrities. We got to choose who we wanted to list on the show, so
yeah,
hey.
But we decided, you know what? So we got two actors and the guy that makes, well, in all honesty, makes a lot of this available for everyone. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know about you, but I like to play around like with text-based games and stuff. I still play a lot. I still play NetHack, and I still play... he was gay. It was on the Internet Movie Database. Okay,
he didn't strike me as a gay guy.
Yeah, he didn't wear a lot of bright colors and
wasn't very flamboyant.
No, didn't lisp.
Yeah, it was kind of like the Graham Chapman gay.
Yeah,
minus the English man
accent
and white.
Right,
and he was funny. Black. A Monty Python.
Well, okay.
Smoked
Wait, Graham Chapman was gay?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, he is gay.
Yeah, he was. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, he hung out with his husband, I guess, or his wife, some other dude. And, they actually had an adopted kid they found on the street.
Hmm.
Yeah, some 12-year-old kid who was, like, a runaway, and I guess, like, they talked to him, they connected, and he looked up to him, and they adopted the kid and raised him.
Wow.
So he actually had a son of sorts. Kind of like, cool. Kind of like Highlander did in Highlander 3. But, yeah, Graham Chapman was gay.
Reality? Not reality. Reality? Not reality. We will blend these two together at a nice, even simmering...
Did I get the point across?
Yes, yeah,
what
yeah.
What does the flavor matter if it has MSG in it? I mean, what does MSG matter if it's flavor in it? I'm like Joe Dirt. My face, your ass. Got that? I mean, my ass, your face. Just fuck that up.
Never mind. Oh, man. So those are our...
Ooh, Windows 95 is Macintosh 89, is Amiga 85 is Xerox 79. Where did you cut and paste that from?
Shut up.
So those are your dead celebrities of the week.
All right, folks. And now for the other part of the show that you love so much. Of course, there's only like four of you left. But hey, that's okay. We'll give them out. The rest of you who were here are all a bunch of ass munches.
And you don't get in.
In the pipe.
So, you ready?
Let's give it up. It's now that time to give out
Mad Props!
Nice. 10 seconds.
I had to look away from you.
That helps. I was going to start doing shit.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for the Mad Props, where you, the faithful listeners, the people who come here every single week,
get mad
and make us very popular on all the little message board listings and everything that we can to try to get more listeners. We appreciate you, and this is how we thank you, aside from making fun of you or forgetting to send out Clicker Liquor Pops until 3.5 years later. Up first, let's say hello to the man. He's in the room. He has a Clicker Liquor Pop. Maybe he can give us Mad Props back, but let's say hello to
Tizard Mad Props.
This next person here, we'd give them mad props, but they really suck ass. Hey, they even had mad props, but they broke them. What an ass. Oh,
okay.
Let's give mad props to Red Rum anyway. Coming up here on the Ides of March, that would be the 13th. I think that's a Monday. Is 13th a Monday? What is today? 11? Today's the 12th.
17th is a Wednesday, because that's St. Patrick's
Day. When is this? Hold on. We'll figure
today's
out
the 12th. Today's
is it for... What? I don't know when JSTFU comes back on. Just go to JSTFU.org, find out, and you'll have to listen to...
Reverend Hammer!
And finally, he's one of the people that actually run...
Dude, do you actually use iCal?
Yes, I do.
I never did.
I use it a lot.
I'll be damned. Is it pretty good? Yeah. Michelle Prey?
Pay. Mooney.
Money.
And as I was going to say, he actually runs VFTB.net. He gives me the site to host, the space to host the site. However, he has a bad habit of taking out files that he thinks are corrupt. Stop doing that! Virtua!
Mad Props!
Dude, my throat hurts. I think I fucked my tonsils up.
You're like...
God, I sound like a smoker by now. Fuck.
Hey, interesting thing I caught up. I saw this well before.
Here's
Fart,
you
but
caught.
I saw,
VD.
Oh, it's 15th, the Monday. JSTFU, JSTFU.org. At 3 in the morning on... Monday, no, I don't know the time. Monday, 15th, March.
Yeah, so like listen all day.
Yeah, listen.
You'll like it.
Monday, we will also be doing a rerun of Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, no, it's going to be all live. We're going to go out into the field and record crickets.
Cool.
Or cicadas, because we got big fucking cicadas out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's going to... Did you get that as a news story or not?
No, I didn't. I've just been watching the fucking cicadas on the trees. Because, okay, hold on, let me give a backstory.
Okay, go ahead.
Every time there's a cicada around Vert, mm-hmm. It's like a family reunion. Where is it? Gotta find it. Finally, after a while, you get really good at figuring out where the fuck a cicada is. Because Vert will just dirt stop and go, there it is! Who cares? He actually was funny, though, when he had a paintball gun with him. Like, if you're paintball, and he goes, click, boom! Start shooting cicada. I'm like, dude. Well, hey, a barn.
Paintballs, man.
Yeah, really.
No, actually, it's kind of a news story right there. Cicadas have breeding... different
cycles.
Breeding cycles.
Like some a 12-year cycle.
Some are 13, some are 17.
Oh, shit.
And then there's a third, which is like every 10.
Okay.
Very rare for a lot of this stuff right there. But this year, because of great wet conditions in the Midwest, and the East, mm-hmm. and the nice, warm, mild temperatures that are coming out, and it just happens to be that all three generations are breeding this year.
Oh, fuck.
They say this is going to be one of the worst this is going to be the worst cicada invasion ever so far.
Ooh.
So, gear up for them little noisy.
Yeah, because I had a lot.
Why they're already out here now.
Oh, Jesus. Because I had a cicada. I remember last year I had a cicada get in my garage.
Ooh.
And the fucker was like a ping pong ball in size. Bzzz. Wings were like 4 feet wide.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking ping pong.
How big was that fish?
Exactly. Just bouncing itself off of all my cars and all the lights and then doom, doom, doom. Almost broke the goddamn light because I just saw it flicker when he hit it. Tong! Flicker. I'm like, shit! But yeah, you go with Vert though, man. Cicada, just doom, there it is. Yeah, there you go. Something that fucking sounds like a motorboat. Cicadas don't have to take a fucking deep breath there, Kenny. All right. Good shit here. God damn it.
Cicada of doom.
Anyhow.
We should do a show like that, man, when the cicadas invade. What do you, so people can see how bad it is.
What do you feel about this invasion?
What do you think? Let's do that, dude. Let's get the mics out there and pick up all the background noise.
Oh,
yeah.
Bad.
Yeah.
Hey, let's... Total topic change. Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! Shift gears! Turn! Drive!
Now! Speaking of drive, actually, you're not too far off. You know how everybody's starting to put the video monitors in cars? You know, there's the headrest monitors for the backseat passengers, the visor monitors for the front seat passengers, and
to keep the kids entertained.
Keep the kids entertained. Who would have thought about porn?
Yeah, apparently quite a few people.
Quite a few people now are starting to watch a lot of porn in their car.
I think I would.
You think you would watch... What about the fact that they're watching porn while the car's going down the road? What are you doing? You're staring at my window, like, leering.
Yeah. No, I'm just picturing it. Yeah, I guess I could do that, you know, play.
Porn in the car, but they're doing it while they're driving, and, like, some of them flip the visors away.
Yeah.
And it's now starting to happen where mothers are starting
Michigan
to see.
Michigan was where this happened with this mother.
The mother and the daughter were looking, and the daughter looks over and sees on the monitor just, you know, dog fart video productions presents.
Dog fart, you know who that is.
Yeah, I know who dog fart is.
You're not far off, dude. You know what this is what the name of the movie was.
What was it?
Chocolate Cream 16. like chocolate said. Foam or something like that.
Nice.
Yeah, it was like some sort of interracial video, like big black cocks or something. Yeah.
So anyhow, they were doing
yeah.
the,
they had to explain the birds and the bees
to the 4-year old. Like, oops.
Yeah.
It's now it is illegal though.
It is something
that is illegal, but people don't realize that it's illegal because it's you cannot.
Can you not realize people can see prawn?
Stupid. People are fucking stupid. Okay, you're watching prawn. I want to know first off if you have an automatic. Are you fucking hands out of the pants people, watching prawn?
So you think people are whacking it, man, when they drive?
I think people are doing fappage. I really do. You know they're
shit,
watching
shift.
Porn. Yeah, really. Use your other hand. Use your teeth.
Well, granted, I I'm not saying people watch porn for the plot. That's stupid. That's like saying I read for the articles. I really like this movie. It's got good lighting. Now, see that? That's a good camera angle.
Who
right
are you?
There.
Okay, but you can't be entertaining kids.
Right.
Obviously, if you're watching porn,
I don't necessarily think people are fapping to it. I think people are doing it to piss other people off, or it's their way of exposing shit to other people to get that same kind of high without like actually pulling their own pants down.
Ooh, I can buy that to a point.
I think people are doing it as a turn on. Not necessarily then and there at that particular time, but they're doing it to kind of be edgy and racy.
Right. The thing is, though, it is very legal to actually have and display pornographic images
in
public view.
But you have tinted windows, it's okay.
Yes, tinted windows, perfectly legal. But yeah, you see something and.
So, and my favorite excuse, a lot of people are actually getting out of this because cops don't want to fill out the paperwork. I absolutely love this excuse. I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know anybody else could see it.
Nice.
They said, yeah, that happened with the one woman. Another example of another woman in, go figure, Michigan. They didn't say the city. Or if they did, I can't remember. It was some small podunk town.
Probably
but
like
yeah.
Ann Arbor or something.
Yeah, even smaller, dude.
Oh.
They were saying that, yeah, that basically what happened was the cop pulled the guy over and said, you can't do that. Oh, okay. Let the guy off with a warning.
Yeah, I mean, because you cannot have... actually, yeah, here it is. States in most... The Reverend has it. In most states, you cannot have a TV within viewing area of the driver.
Uh-huh.
And showing indecent material in public
space
is also illegal.
But the
totally
the
illegal, but you know what?
Argument of that is your car public place?
You're on a public road. You're using your car. Okay, car is not a house.
But
a house does not move.
No, I understand.
Well, some cars don't move. Hey, you can watch porn in your car at this moment.
Bag. So could you, though.
One of them.
Anyway. No, but point being is, yeah, that's the argument right there, a public place, okay? That's the problem right there, because, yes, if you have the monitor outside the car, it's considered, you know, a public place. But inside the car, that's your personal space.
But
so a lot of people are trying to use that.
You're using public roads.
Oh, I'm not arguing with you. I understand. I'm just saying a lot of the defenses people are trying to use.
I
think if you can see it right there, no, it shouldn't be done. I mean, tinted windows, if you can't see... Yeah, I guess so.
Tin window, if you can't see, fine. Go do whatever you want. I mean, I've done it, though, where I've been behind somebody, and they're watching Finding Nemo, and I'm just like, wow, it's a big fucking screen in a van. You know?
Yeah, I know, dude.
And we thought it was cool to see VCRs in vans, but now they got game stations.
The weirdest thing I ever saw was on a strip one night. This was actually like about 2 weeks ago. It was actually in the Explorer, decided to go down the strip. There was some guy, dude. He was in an Oldsmobile Cutlass, like a late model, dude. It was green fleck paint. Green fleck paint was choloed out.
Okay.
Guy was all fucking, had the steel going boom, 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 boom. Trying to act cool and shit like that. And he had the DVD player system. Mm-hmm. He was watching Falling Down. It was like,
In the chat room, Redrum raises a very interesting question. What about playing in decent music?
It's still, yeah, it's material.
Well, here's the thing, though. You can explain away bad words quicker than you can explain away why is he putting up in a hoo-hoo and a ha-ha.
Yeah, I understand.
You can explain bad words easier to a kid than I think sex.
I understand what you're saying right there, but no. So indecent material does not necessarily narrow out certain types of media. It encompasses all media. Now, as far as indecent music goes, that's a very gray area, because if somebody can hear it outside of the 50-foot radius, or is it 12-foot, whatever, the loudness, the noise violations right there, someone else can hear it, like on a stereo right there, then if it's offensive and it's of a non-political nature, then yes, freedom of speech. Now, just like some people flash, like you have new people at march on this or that right there, it's indecent, and yes, but at the same time, in many cases, it's actually non-sexual.
Okay.
And aside from the fact there's so many people there, they can't catch them all for indecency violations, that's why a lot of times they don't make as many arrests as they normally do,
okay,
or normally would. If it's political right there, that's the fine line on freedom of speech right there. It has to be political in nature of somehow,
well,
to protest or agree somehow.
Well,
if I'm going down a street right there, okay, and I'm blasting "Put It in Your Mouth," which everybody's heard on the show.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like around school kids or something like that, then that's obviously fucking indecent material.
Mm-hmm.
However, if I'm blasting outside perhaps a church, I can say that's protest to this, or not outside a church, that's a bad example because that's a private thing.
Yeah.
If I'm blasting it outside of like a government building or something like that, maybe I could say it's my own type of protest against overly conservative people. See, and that's kind of a gray area, but that encompasses everything. Explicit sexual activity, that's really not a gray area. That is sexually explicit.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
As far as that shit playing in their car, are they fapping? I don't know. There's a damn good chance they are.
Yeah, very.
If you pull some guy over right there.
And he's fapping.
Yeah, and he has no Wendy's cup, but he claims he spilled Frosty on his pants and porn is going. Yeah, yeah.
Run!
Yeah. Okay, but yeah. If it's in a minivan, nobody can see. Go right ahead. I mean, I just think, you know what? Maybe it's just me right there. I think it's more dangerous to have to actually be playing that. The fact that somebody is playing a fucking TV, I think it's very dangerous in itself right there.
I agree.
I think porn is just as dangerous as, Finding fucking Nemo. You were watching.
Yeah.
You were causing a threat to other traffic.
It was a distraction.
Yeah.
All right. I think what we need to do right now is go and cut to our final break. We are
final break.
Or actually, we're going to run normal because we got a fucking late start.
Yeah.
So you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, the internet radio show for all of mankind, for today and tomorrow. Your children one day will listen to Spank Wagon and ask you, where were you at? And you'll be like, I was listening, or I was a dumbass and wasn't. Spank Wagon.
That's a pretty good chance for the latter. All right, we'll be back.
children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
want Snakey,
you
please.
You don't want Snakey.
I want Snakey. Give me Snakey right now.
All right,
let me see him. Come on, Snakey.
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 Snakey's here.
You know, for someone who doesn't really get into comic books and anything like that, you sure do like reading all my magazines and stuff.
These are toys. That's different.
Well, toys, comics. You need the TV shows to sell the toys, and you need the comics to sell the toys, and need the comics to be made into bad movies that have show Dolph Lundgren sitting naked in a sewer. You know.
Yeah.
It all works together.
I'm your worst nightmare. All
right, folks.
I must break you. Crime Syndicate.
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio only at
spankwagon.vftp.net, and that is now on the internet.
We always have been on the internet. And before we, what, just screamed out a window?
God, man, can we not just make it sound a little bit new and improved to attract listeners? Like, wow, what's this internet thing?
At this point, if we attract a listener to say, hey, welcome on, gotta go, bye! I don't think that'll work.
Well, I better something than
so nothing. Let's make sure we covered all of our bases today. Did we do med props?
Med props. Do we have some stories we're missing?
No. Well, we have a couple stories left.
Are they newsworthy for us to even cover?
Well, there's the chicken-themed trading card.
Yeah, PETA's like coming up with like Garbage Pail Kids trading cards for people who hurt animals by eating them.
Yeah, and they're aiming it out to kids at elementary school, so thus pissing off parents.
So once again, fuck PETA. Yeah.
And my favorite quote here, though, let's read the article. And I think if you guys can find my favorite quote, well, let's just acknowledge you found it. Fort Wayne, Indiana, an animal rights group ruffled some feathers by handing out chicken-themed trading cards to children after school. Representatives from the People for the Eating of Tasty Animals, including a person dressed in an 8-foot-tall chicken costume.
PETA.
Passed out chicken chumps. You know, we go from fapping into car to chicken chumps. There's like an underlying theme to
Macaque!
Everything. Woo-hoo, yeah, I think we're going to move on.
Spagwagon, chicken, a hilly dose of cock.
Jesus.
Sorry, go ahead.
That's not gay or anything. Cock! The trading cards, they were passing them out to Lincoln Elementary School students. This is in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The card showed unhappy-looking children with names such as Crude Kyle eating chicken. Carol Mills, who walks her children home from the school every day, questioned the tactics of PETA. How mature are these people that come to harass elementary school kids because they eat chicken nuggets? Are they serious? Ravi Shanad, a PETA campaign coordinator, said the oversized chicken...
Let me read it. Okay, because I can do the voice.
Oh, yeah, that's true, Stanley.
The oversized chicken accompanying him brought a message of caring and compassion to the children. But school board secretary John O. said a elementary school is the wrong place for PETA to spread his message. I think it's pathetic. They're aiming a political message at 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds, said. Professional terrorist organization as far as I'm concerned.
Ooh, nicely done.
O. said he would... Allinger? Allinger?
Right.
God, you say his name, you have an O-face, God. Said he would not mind PETA if targeted high school students, but trying to get at parents through young children is wrong. PETA often stages demonstrations to push its message of better treatment of animals. The group's visit to Fort Wayne, woo! Was part of a multi-city tour.
Yeah, fucking Fort Wayne, Indiana. Okay, you're in the fucking Midwest.
The group picked Lincoln Elementary because it is one of the largest elementary schools in the city, Chan said. We went there to scare the shit out of the little children. Oh, yes, we did. Oof, woo, woo.
Would you like some tofu from my head, bun?
God, man. You know what? Man, we got to fucking strike back at PETA, dude.
Like what? We were right in front of their national fucking headquarters.
Yeah, and the fact that I'm the Cox guy driving a fucking DeLorean could easily be spotted and found is what kept us from running through a fucking gang of protesters.
True.
I was like, dude, I could so fucking run over these people right now.
Anyhow.
PETA?
Claude is right. He does the accent right. Man of three voices. Bush, himself, and Stanley.
That's right. My good buddy here, Stanley. We're helping create jobs in America. Fortunately, being shipped overseas. But it's American corporations that have jobs, technically with a budget they have to fill.
Hilarious. All right, I think we need to go ahead and start doing the wrap-up credits.
You know, I think if Bush had gotten a blowjob from Lewinsky, man, he'd be so much less uptight. It was a good blowjob.
Bill was right. Best Fark headline I saw in a long time. Rumsfeld gets, like, colonoscopy and stick removed from ass or something
like that. Yeah, I saw that, too. Yeah. I love the best headline I've seen in a long time. Leno actually had it on. It was from San Francisco Chronicle. Rosie O'Donnell gets married to longtime life partner, semicolon, licks Bush, or pounds Bush, or slams Bush. Sorry, it was slams Bush.
Nice.
That was fucking great.
Nice. You know, they got that in past everyone.
You know
in San Francisco, though. All right. First off, I think we're going to go to wrap up tonight's show. I want to thank Claude. He was here on time. However, I was the person delayed today, so I do apologize.
Your goddamn bowels.
My stomach just went, fuck you. Blah, blah, blah.
What'd you eat today?
Nothing. That's the problem. I can eat, and it happens. I don't eat, and it happens.
You need
screwed.
To eat some more starchy food. Potatoes.
Possibly. I want to say thank you, first off, to Virtual One for hosting VFTP.net.
Thank you to our allies, Virtual One, for hosting VFTP.net and these triple times.
I want to say thank you very much to Mr. Man with LazyCode.com hosting mine and that other show that just happens to tell everybody just shut the fuck up.
Thank you to Mr. Man. We appreciate the assistance he can give us, though we do not necessarily condone his actions with these other rival organizations.
All right, folks. You're going to be really disappointed to hear that we're not here next week. We are actually going to take the week off to go to...
Mopars on the Strip!
Yeah, that's going to be an all-day thing. Like, all fucking day, and I can't wait.
I'm fucking psyched to go see some classic cars.
So, for all you Mopar heads out there and car heads, yeah, Mopars on the Strip. Yeah. Find us out there. We won't be doing anything special, just walking around ogling and trying to keep from drooling on really great cars. But we'll be out there nonetheless.
Woo!
Week after that, we will be back, so I guess in the meantime, you know, keep yourself entertained on Monday with JSTFU.org.
On Monday.
Stanley, tell them about JSTFU.org.
I want you to be aware of the Axis of Evil.
I think it's more of a Stanley thing than JSTFU.
Yes, beware the Ides of March. Yes. We'd like the Ides of March here on the Just the Fuck Shop show. We are trying to take away the U.S. jobs and trying to ship them overseas to Florida. But we cannot let that happen. No, we cannot.
That's overseas to Florida.
There's a Gulf of Mexico, ain't there? Okay!
Okay, all right! Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the show. You've been our listeners.
That was fucking taffy, God.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good evening.
2 weeks! God, that's that next week. 2 weeks! Fuck!
Fuck, yeah.
Woo! Woo! Party time! Excellent! Yeah.
Spankwagon Radio, only available at spankwagonvftp.net for a limited time only from now here until infinity. Thank you. Tune in next week, or the week after.
And as a correction, it is VFTP, Virtual File Transfer Protocol. Good night.
Not TFTP, which is Trivial File Transfer Protocol, which is used to send BIOS configurations and other config files. No, it is Virtual Trivial File with the fucking VFTP.net. Spagwagon of VFTP.net.
Woo! Woo! Listen to our show more often every week.
saving mankind.